Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. All right, folks, welcome back. BrianD.O'Leary.com is where you go to get on the email list. I recommend you do so. Get these episodes delivered in your inbox every day, whenever they come out. And if we don't email, or excuse me, if we don't do a podcast necessarily, we'll drop an email in there usually that's worthwhile if we can't get to the podcast, and vice versa. Started out as an email list, really developed into a podcast. And anyway, so what we're also doing is daily emails over at naturalorderpodcast.com. You can find that link on at BrianD.O'Leary.com if that's too hard to remember or type out. But BrianD.O'Leary.com might be a little hard, but I need to come up with a little better one. But whatever, that's what we got for now. Natural Order Podcast. Yesterday, we drop episodes on Thursdays. So yesterday we had a conversation on the concept of national divorce. And it's a good one. I've been getting some pretty good feedback on that one too. But today I had in mind earlier in the day to do a podcast, one of these walk and talk podcasts I do. But now I'm back in my little homemade studio and I kind of abandoned the walk and talk because I got this new microphone. I talked about earlier in the week my microphone problems. I've got a new microphone and my little recorder. And I realized, well, it actually runs on what's called phantom power. These are podcasting problems. Anyway, I had my recorder in my pocket speaking through the new microphone, and man, it ran out of batteries. So instead of just giving you part of the podcast, I'd start anew. But what we got here, we've got some, mentioned we got feedback on Natural Order Podcast. It's going pretty well. But got some feedback on the earlier in the week, some of the shows where the last one we talked about having an open mind, perhaps. And I say, no, no, no. Free mind. Open mind, not worth it. And I got a comment here on Fountain FM, fountain.fm. If you want to engage with us there, you get comments on podcasts. And this one is from, pardon me if I mispronounce that, Berean Bitcoiner. Get your quick dose of clear thinking. Discovered this show through promotions and happy to recommend. Great reminder that while we should remain open to the possibility of better thinking, we should also have some conviction in what we've already worked hard to attain. Assuming, of course, that we did think for ourselves up until this point. So thank you, Berean Bitcoiner, for that and boosting it with some sats, some satoshis. And a friend of the program, Andy Flattery, also said, yes, the open-mindedness thing implies truths that aren't worth holding. And that's true. And our friend Joel W., he says, years back, a friend had a shirt that said, that had something to do with a local college football team. It read, work, hit, never quit. Always stuck with me. Another saying that sticks in my head, improvise, adapt, overcome. And if those don't work, or if those don't work out, when in doubt, rock out. I couldn't agree more. Joel, appreciate that. And he also commented, to me, open-minded in the contemporary sense comes across as consume but never process the info. And I was about to write the quote, current thing, end quote, right as you said it. So, yeah, great minds think alike, Joel. I appreciate it. And, we've had some other folks clipping the show that you can do on podcasts. They have short bits of what we've said. And so it's growing there. And I appreciate all you folks out there who are listening to the show and commenting on it. And, we just keep on growing from here. But if you're on fountain.fm and have a podcast, just let me know. My tag on there is at Brian D. O'Leary. I think it's what you call the tag. I'm not really sure. Username, I guess. So just go over there, and I'll put a link in the show notes for if you want to sign up for Fountain.fm. It's my app of choice to listen to podcasts, and you can stream, you can support other podcasters, and you can support yourself earning Bitcoin, parts of Bitcoin anyway, called Satoshis. And it's just a way to show people that you're out there listening and supporting what they have to say. And, you know, these boosts and stuff, like if you take it as an actual dollar amount, it's not much as of right now, but the Bitcoin maximalists out there, which I run, you know, in a lot of the same circles. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm totally up on it, but our show, the O'Leary Review podcast, we had with Wesley Schlemmer, which I'll also link in the show notes. And people love that. And if they're wanting to get in on Bitcoin, that's a good show to, that's a good show to listen to, because I didn't know nearly as much as I probably should have going into that episode with Wesley, but I learned a lot, and people who have listened have learned a lot about that, about Bitcoin. And I've got a page on my website, briandoleary.com/Bitcoin. Just go there. And so let's see here. What I want to do, so I'm kind of shucking and jiving here, is I'm trying to call up the episode that I did want to talk about. Okay, here we go. Since I mentioned our podcast on the O'Leary Review with Wesley Schlemmer, we have Garcia, who, at Garcia on Fountain, 2,500 sats boosted. Love podcasts like this one that are for newbies. BTC or nothing, 21M boost 500 sats is welcome to Bitcoin. Thank you. Appreciate that. At Crimson says, great episode, just getting into Bitcoin. So glad I listened to this episode. Walter W. says, best Bitcoin episode yet for us newbies. Another user says, BTC Bitcoin. Greater than Visa. Yep. Jones Family says, I've been trading Bitcoin for years and had no idea QR codes were the only way to transport early Bitcoin. Very interesting. So you learn a lot of stuff on these shows. I appreciate you folks tuning in. There's, you know, I should probably do these boosts, recognize these boosts a little more often, but oftentimes I don't quite understand the technology well enough to, and I see these come in, and anyway, but that's where we're at. And people are, like I say, listening and boosting more than I thought was when I first started this. Like this is a great way to go and get the word out. So what else did I want to talk about? Oh, earlier today in my podcast that didn't make it, I wanted to talk a little bit more about opportunity, which we mentioned earlier in the week, and how I say, or I claim anyway, that opportunity presents itself when you are prepared for such an opportunity. And yeah, we've gotten no pushback on that. I don't know if it's axiomatic to the human condition, but I would say that that's a pretty good maxim to live by. And I mentioned going through, I get these things, I write things down in my notebooks and find them and little files I have hidden away on my computer with notes and stuff like that. I don't really have a great organized way of doing things, but this whole idea of being prepared to meet opportunity got me thinking about really doing more of this stuff as far as organizing these thoughts and crazy thoughts that are over here, over there, whatever. So I've been working on just tightening up this, all my notes into something more palatable for at least me. And so I don't know if I mentioned this to the folks out there, but a few weeks ago I probably went through 300 pages of notes. You know, I wouldn't say full pages, but pieces of paper that had notes on them. I didn't count them, but it had to have been, like, it was thick, man. and kind of got the nuggets out of all of it and trimmed that down to about 16 pages. I could probably even trim it down even more. I like doing that stuff, but I did it again the other day and with another packet, and I'm going to, so I've got all these, now instead of having all these paper, I've got little packets of notes that I'm going to go through and organize, essentially organizing my thoughts. And I don't know, it's just one way of, we call it productivity or whatever you might call it. I call it now preparation for opportunity, because, well, what if somebody asked me about something? Like, I've probably thought about it. I don't know exactly what I might think of it right now, but I can go back to my notes and know what I thought about it then, and then I can think about it once more and say, oh yeah, well, here's exactly what I think. So that's kind of what I've been doing this week with the show, going through old notes and expanding my thoughts about what I wrote down at one point, maybe a year or two ago or wherever, however it was. So as far as opportunity goes and preparation, I wrote down this other, or grabbed another thing that I wrote down, where it said everything is possible, meaning everything in life is possible as being a human. That's an arguable claim for sure, but I believe it's true. So just take it for what it's worth that I believe that's true. And because as I was saying earlier in my show that nobody heard, because I don't know that it recorded, I had my optimist hat on, and it was a yellow golf hat. It just happened to be yellow. But anyway, I had my optimist hat on. And you say everything is possible, but the bigger the problem, you know, you have all sorts of possibilities out there. But, you know, the likelihood of any one thing coming into fruition is probably generally not that high, especially the bigger the problem, right? The bigger the problem you're facing, but the bigger the problem, the bigger the opportunity. So that ties into what I was saying earlier in the week, and just mention again that opportunity presents itself when you are prepared. So if a big problem, you better have big preparation, right? And I've run into this myself this week, just as I've talked about it, and I've been getting better at it, actually, about getting better prepared, I've actually gotten worse in some respects, or was worse, noticed it more now. And it was, I believe I talked about it on this show. If not, you go to naturalorderpodcast.com, sign up for their email list. And I know I emailed about that earlier this week, which was I had the power go off Mother's Day afternoon at our house. It was pretty pathetic. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and our power was off. It was off for 12 hours, one of only, I think, 3, 4, 5 homes in the entire area that the power went off. They gave me the runaround, said it was a tree knocked something down somewhere, and it was not true. Because there was a guy climbing a power pole in the middle of the night, woke me up, and he was scurrying up that thing with a headlamp on, like a miner's headlamp, and he just fixed something real quick up there, and power's back on. And it was nowhere near a tree. And so they gave me the runaround. But that was the whole point of that, was that you can't rely on a lot of these things that we come to rely on. The power company, for instance, we have to pay them their pound of flesh in order for them to turn on the power. But if the power's off, they still expect payment. This is crazy. They still expect payment and expect us to pay the full bill. And same thing happens with a cable company. The internet goes out. Well, it's not. You know, my job, my livelihood depends on having good internet connection. And, you know, probably 90-95% of the time I do. And it's fine. But I often find myself in key moments with it just goes out. And I don't know what to do about that other than building a system of that I don't know how to build. preparing for this opportunity for when my internet goes out. I mean, it's gone out several times today, but it's only for, you know, a few seconds at a time, often. Sometimes it's for a couple minutes, and sometimes it's for hours upon a time, but that's usually a huge problem that's going on. But as far as the internet goes, when it shuts off for a few seconds and I'm on a call, or it's happened a couple times when doing interviews, when I'm interviewing somebody or somebody's interviewing me, it'll go out. I can't do anything about it. Disconnects and it'll screws everything up for a little bit. But we adjust, right? You got to adjust. So if you're prepared, in this case now, I'm prepared for this possibly to happen. So I warn people most of the time that this could happen. So I don't really have solutions for that yet, but at least I'm prepared. So when that comes up, then, you know, we deal with it as it is. So like I was saying, like goes, you know, 95% of the time, 99% of the time anyway, maybe more, might be on. But those times when it's not on really stinks, frankly. So anyway, the fact that everything is possible, bigger the problem, bigger the opportunity. I think in the big scheme of things, like having your internet go out for a moment or two is not that bad. I mean, in most things that we're using, even if the internet goes out for a couple minutes, you're probably not going to notice it with the buffering if you're watching a video or you know, stuff like that. So it's generally not that big of a deal. Like I said, it's not a huge opportunity to go after. But if it becomes a big problem, I think there's can do great things with it. I mean, bad situation, but things like this happen. And another thing I wrote down, this will be the last thing I talk about, I think, is the unknown. So we don't know, for instance. I was saying earlier today, you don't know what the weather's going to do. And it's like, today is great. It's fine. It's a nice day to go for a walk. It's a nice day to walk and talk doing a podcast, but it ultimately didn't happen. But the weather, we don't know what it's going to be like any given day. And, you know, frankly, it's unknown even to the meteorologists out there. They're getting better, frankly, than when I was a kid. But it's still unknown, like what'll happen. You got a pretty good percentage chance you'll know. But what if something crazy happens? Don't know. So the unknown, full of possibilities, I say. Full of possibilities. And like I said, going back, everything is possible. Bigger the problem, bigger the opportunity. So the unknown presents possibilities, presents problems, which entail that you might have big opportunities out there. And so I guess that's the optimist way of looking at it, because yeah, there's a lot of problems in this world and I deal with them every day, I'm sure, just like you. And I got a lot of them, a lot of problems personally, professionally, everything, right? Everything under the sun. You got problems. It's just how we deal with them. And these bigger problems present bigger opportunity to change, bigger opportunity to address them in a proper manner. And I just think that if we're conscious of this and are prepared when these opportunities, so-called, are presented to us, problems being opportunities, ultimately the big problem presents a bigger opportunity, I think we're going to be better off. And I say often that I believe this life is a life of constant preparation. And if we're not there to prepare for what's in front of us, what are we doing? We're just going to, if you have no goal in mind, you're not necessarily going to fail. But one of my other sites, one of the other things I do is try and help budding entrepreneurs in this space, this independent media space, really. That's what I'm focusing on right now over there anyway. And it's called O'Leary & Company. And I say, I have it on my website. I'll paraphrase myself, but I say I never really failed, but I have had a lot of opportunities for personal growth and personal, professional, whatever. A lot of opportunities there. Never really failed. Because if you treat it like opportunities, even in hindsight, frankly, I think you're going to be better off. And I don't know what that says about me or about anybody else that believes it, but I think we're on the same page, and I want you on my team. So, that being said, go to briandeoleary.com. You can find links to all that stuff. Sign up for that email list. We give you these shows in your inbox every day when they arrive. And if not, we usually write a pithy email on those other days. Or on briandeoleary.com, you can find the link to the Natural Order podcast, which is essentially just getting me another one more time per week. And I do that, of course, with my friend Adam Heyman, where we address things in a little bit different manner than we do on this show. We go back and forth. He kind of calls me on my stuff. I could try to call him on his stuff. He's pretty good not being able to get called out on it, but I'm trying to find a way. And it's a good show. Last show we did was on the topic of national divorce. I mentioned that already. And I think you'll find that pretty interesting. And we'll link to that in our show notes, too. The show notes probably best read at our Substack page, briandeoleary.substack.com. And one other thing I do want to mention is our new partnership with Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their Hydration Multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get five essential vitamins and two times faster hydration than just water alone. Use the stick first thing in the morning whenever you feel run down, and Liquid IV has you covered. It hydrates two times faster than water alone with three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors, contains five essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Glad to have them as a partner. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities both protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings, over 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code O'Leary at liquidiv.com. And, you know, like I say, the summer's coming up, need to get hydrated, and boy, is it really encouraging me. I'm preparing myself, how shall we say, preparing myself for that opportunity when I feel a little run down. You know, you got to drink the water, and this makes it easier to drink water because I don't like the plain stuff, really. Sparkling water, yes. I like a little flavor as I get older, anyway. I don't know what it is. As a kid, I used to drink out of the garden hose. Loved it. Still like that on occasion, but yeah, people in my family look at me askance when I do that. I don't know if it's the hygiene part or what, but anyway, I'm not really worried about that too much. Appreciate the time that you put in, folks. Appreciate all the feedback we've got here at the show so far. Go to briandeoleary.com. You can find all the links to all the stuff that we're doing currently, and we'll talk to you soon enough. Bye-bye.